No.
We're talking. For sure.
Says, six Mahamadi Rose Vorm and Hedel. This is Yeru, this is Avo, this is Avoda Saleh, and this is Kovios. Come to the Yura Deva Bodo. Yes. There's two types of mitzvahs. There's those mitzvahs that are technical form. And I know my drag is from what you do. You take the lulav, I take the lulav, it's the same lulav. And that's it. I keep kosher, you keep kosher. There's no difference in values. But there are mitzvahs, there are even mitzvahs Avo, mitzvahs Avodah Saleh, mitzvahs Yiro. We begin with a certain minimum, and then we go on to develop it in all sorts of ways. He said, what is the difference? The two types of mitzvahs. Mitzvahs maisios, so require physical performance. The fit when it comes to mitzvahs that require physical performance. So, they are equivalent. They're all equivalent. But there are mitzvahs that aren't talking only to. Tell them this, I'm sure so. Okay, fine. There are mitzvahs that are not just physical performance. They're mitzvahs that go involved in developing my neshama. Avas Hashem, Yiras Hashem, Avodas Halev. Now here you have the very fundamental machlokas between the Rambam and the Rambam. So Rabbi Avram says the mitzvahs, that he divides mitzvahs into three sections. Physical performance, when there's no difference in the drink. We eat the same matzah, well, basically. But there are mitzvahs that are chiyuvei neshama. There's a mitzvah of midas tovas. So the Ramban and the Rambam basic machlokas. Ramban says it all comes out of v'ahavta l'rayecha kamocha. Ramban disagreeing with the Rambam and Sefer Mitzvahs. If you take a look at the Ramban on the pasuk v'ahavta l'rayecha kamocha chomesh, Ramban asks the question, why is it we say v'ahavta l'rayecha kamocha? And you say v'ahavta es Hashem Elokecha. What's the difference v'ahavta l' v'ahavta es? Good question. He says v'ahavta es is demands a certain emotion, attitude, something depends on the neshama. After le, there's certain actions that I have to do. So I have to es reacha kamocha, that I should love. By the way, it's translated in English, I should love another person like myself. This is totally that's an impossible demand to make on a human being. You don't love another human being like yourself. But you can act to him like you want someone to act to you. So the Ramban views the Gemara says, "Mahu chanan avat hachanan." Act with all the midas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu describe certain actions that I have to do. Ramban is different. Ramban understands the mitzvah of midas tovos. I have to change my personality. I have to become a chanan. I have to become a rachum. And that's Rambam writes in Shemot HaProfim, he's looking at the say, well, that's not my personality. No, so change your personality. That's who you have to become. So, here, and that fits in with the mitzvahs. The Rambam writes very clearly, and he writes the same thing. The mitzvahs, that these mitzvahs, it's not the same thing as a physical performance. The madregas and madregas and madregas, so how much I am a chanan, how much I am a rachum, how my needs are, how my tefillah is, how my ahava, how my yira is. And he says, he gives an example. Moshe, Shloshim Echasim de Yisrael. Three people who are trying to keep Shabbos, Shomer Shabbos. Arish and Hosef Alderach HaKadosh, Shmir Shabbos. So there's the minimum you have to do. Not be Machal Shabbos, make Kiddush, all the different techniques. But he went to be Choshro HaTachlos HaShabbos. What the purpose of Shabbos is, as well as Bias Olam, and everything is created in 6 days, and it's all Yesh Mayayin. What are the implications in my life for this? Take a lot of lessons from Shabbos. And on Shabbos, a person has to spend time thinking, what is the purpose of Shabbos? What are the lessons that I learned out from Bias Olam that have to be integrated into my life? What difference does it make if the world, earth was a kadmon? It always exists, or everything is yesh mayayim? What difference does it make if it evolved over 15 billion years, or HaKadosh Baruch Hu actively created it in 6 days? That's one person. Another person, that's one person, he takes for granted this type of thinking as part of Mr. Shabbos. Says, the next person, put everything in the first person, says, and what did he think? He began thinking, unbelievable Chochmah HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how the entire world functions in such a coordinated way. Everyone is provided with everything it needs. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world, Yesh Mayayim, and created it in 6 days, he created it in a way that it would function in an unbelievable way. You went first? Of course, it's a very big difference. Because if I see you, then imagine the Chochmah HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Jesus. The third person will take the next step, being overwhelmed by the incredible Chochmah HaKadosh Baruch Hu put into this world. That'll lead him, as the Rambam says in 5 days of the Sefer Torah, it'll lead him to Avos Yira. It'll lead him to be overwhelmed by the godless HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and therefore the desire to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Each one is trying to let out of Shabbos, but it keeps moving and moving. So dark, so yours Hashem, Abba Shemayim, Shukas, Yochai. He says, and just like this guy's, what's Ahava Hashem? He says, if a person has a natural need for food, so what happens? So at a certain point, you feel hunger in your stomach, and you feel pain that you don't get that which your stomach needs. That's how HaKadosh Baruch Hu created. But here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu did something else with the neshama. What did he do? The neshama needs a connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But a person has to work hard think through life in a deep enough sense that you get a desire, overwhelming desire to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and when you're not connected, you feel pain the same way your stomach feels pain when it doesn't have food. Nishi says, but that comes out, that is all the result of the Kavod of Shabbos, thinking through the entire Bria the way it is. And that's why, that's the purpose of Shabbos, to think through the Bria the way it is, and then that'll lead you to with an intense desire to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, he says, now, certain people see, coming from something the Rambam says. He doesn't come in minyan mitzvahs, things that are kovu kol haTorah kulo. Therefore, he doesn't count kadoshim tiv. Why? The mantisku lashem new kadoshim leokeich. The result of keeping all mitzvahs makes you a kadosh. Now he's going on to say something very essential. If you do minimum performance, you're minimum kadosh. What is maximum performance? Taking each mitzvah and seeing how that enables me, what the lessons I learned from that, and how to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So when you perform all mitzvahs in their optimal way, then your Kaddish can connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says, those gods, you have to understand, well, they were living at the time. There was a significant Muslim philosophy believing that all Hanos Olam Hazeh is awesome. They would say, people fasted, people did this that caused physical suffering. And when you eat a certain amount, you always run around desperately hungry, or you wear clothes that scratch you all the time. All sorts of things. That doesn't produce kedusha. Not at all. Well, he says, more than that, ki am aretz chotin. He says, okay. He says, no. Producing connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is using mitzvahs in that direction. The Rambam said in every mitzvah two aspects. The technical performance, and number one, there is how I use it to avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every mitzvah has its way. This is he said, no, this, he isolated a number of different mitzvahs, and he said, but each mitzvah has its own. Now he goes to something else. There's one mitzvah, he's talking about madregas. Once he's talking about madregas, talk things that bring a person to Av and Yira, the desire for connection, that's one group of mitzvahs that are totally in the neshama. But now but there's another group of mitzvahs that are totally in the neshama. That's midas tefes, which is exactly exactly the Rambam's point. And he makes this. And Midas Tovos are not isolated misses. Midas connect with each other and produce coordinated results. Midas. Now he's going to go. That's one thing. Then he says, that's one thing. Oh, and he's going to get in a subsequent thing, he's going to bow together. But before he does that, what he calls Torah Samais. Very gimel. Hashem HaShabbos, Mnei Asma Rechol Chomets V'Pesach. Keep Shabbos. Why? He's afraid. He doesn't keep Shabbos, people find out about it, Melamish. So, technically he kept Shabbos. He didn't do any Averis. But Shabbos is not an Avodah thing. So, whatever. If I do things because I want people to praise me, it's also not normal. What he's busy saying is to use mitzvahs as a means of avoda, I have to always focus who my audience is. When I talk about mishmos, is my audience a Kadosh Baruch Hu? My audience is some group of people who have to be pleased. Torah Samaisen means, and that's the only way you're going to change yourself, change your midas, which he's going to get into, is if I focus at all times, who is my audience? Who am I out to please? My neighbor, my this, my that, my chaver, society, my Kodesh Baruch Hu. More than that. There is a specific issue, because I'll talk about a Mechzer Kiyora. Mechzer Kiyora is using mitzvahs as a way of getting approval, fame, etc. Using mitzvahs or misusing mitzvahs to get there. Mitzvahs are tools for Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're supposed to be used for that purpose. Now, in using mitzvahs for all sorts of other reasons, it's an abuse of the mitzvah. And there are many tekanos chacham when they come with the yora, mechzik yora. No, you know, if you're doing that, it's abuse of mitzvah. Now, there's a story of my Rebbe Zichron Levracha. When the whole women's movement first began in the 70s, a woman came to him. She actually came to the rabbi of the shul. The rabbi of the shul there in Boston sent her to my rabbi Zichron Levracha. She wants to put on a talis. It's going to be the most unbelievable experience of her life. She can wear a talis. My rabbi Birofi Kuso said it's a wonderful idea. But you have to go step by step. I want you for the next year to wear the talis without tzitzis. Come back in a year and tell me. So a year later, 6 months later, I forget, I think it was 6 months or a year, she comes back to him and he says, so how was it? And she said, the most unbelievable, uplifting experience of my life. He says, what you were doing had nothing to do with mitzvahs. The talis without tzitzisach doesn't mean anything. Apparently, you're getting your emotional highs from things besides mitzvahs. To put tzitzis on would be to abuse the mitzvah. You're not allowed. mitzvahs are there not to get off, not to get whatever people sometimes get. They are means towards an avodas HaKadosh Baruch. And you're not allowed to use mitzvahs for all other reasons people sometimes use them, besides avodas HaKadosh Baruch. So he's, where he was coming for before, he's telling you how every mitzvah has countless opportunities to be used towards avodas HaKadosh Baruch. And then he's talking about mitzvahs in the neshama. One of the mitzvahs in the neshama is midas tovos. Another mitzvah in the neshama is connecting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through mitzvahs. And then he warns you, but remember, that is the only way you're allowed to use mitzvahs. You can't use mitzvahs to get all these fake emotional highs that you think you're who knows what. No, that'd be an abuse of mitzvahs. That's the issue of Yara. On the other hand, there's some people, that's the only way to get them to do mitzvahs. He says, "B'cholzos, hadifa olz mitzvah olz zel mashen olz klum." Tov shelo lishma balishma. Yeah. If the only way I'm going to get a person to do anything is by shelo lishma. So, yeah, mitzvahs, there's a minimum doing mitzvahs. You have to do mitzvahs no matter what. And if this is the motivation, it's the motivation. And therefore, even though this is an abuse of the mitzvah, it's better to do a mitzvah in this way than no mitzvah whatsoever. There is Mishnah Yadai by the Kazi ben Mahalach. Kazi ben Mahalach, he mentioned one thing in Mishmos this week. This question of audience. He was one of the Gdolei Atanoi at his time. And he had four machlokas with the other people in Sanhedrin. They said, and it's once this, the position of our president of Sanhedrin became vacant, and he and his position would have been. They said, Chazorboch, change your psak in these four things. He says, Chalila, Mutav Lishakari Shota Kol Yomai, and rather than call a fool my entire life, Jay Rosh Hashachas Levash Boch. My limit is trying to get to the embers of Torah, not because of my position. And if people think I didn't change my mind, and because of that I didn't become the adversary of some agent, they'll call me a fool, I don't know. But if I'll say something that I believe is a sheker in Torah, that'd be Rosh Hashachas and Bar Kadosh Baruch. This man is caught between two things. You know, the cover for Lomay Torah is not based on the Sanhedrin. On the other hand, he has to be Mazayif to Torah. Can't do that. So the question is, which audience are you playing to? You're playing to the audience of HaKadosh Baruch, or you're playing to the audience of everyone who's going to say, ooh, he's the business on everything. COVID, family, where he goes, people stand up, however it is. Number one. And here it was obvious to people. Most situations, why I'm doing it, my motivation, is known only to HaKadosh Baruch Hu be'asma. And Now, he says, that's to be an Oved Me'ahava. Oved Me'ahava means, Ahava means a desire, intense desire to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because I see the most important thing in this world is my connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he says, that's the ultimate goal. On the other hand, he says, not everyone gets that ultimate goal. Yes. There's some people who only reason they do two mitzvahs, they're afraid of an onish. There are different types of onish. There's an onish that in time. That in times when there was a Sanhedrin, if I ain't Nevelis and Travis, I get Malchus. I'm afraid of an onish in Olam Haba. That's one type of afraid of onish. Another type of afraid of onish. People do mitzvahs because of their social acceptability. And the mitzvahs of social acceptability, and that's also an onish. People like me, people don't like me. People approve me, people think wonderful things of me. You know, sometimes when I see, when I sit with people, they're trying to make a decision. What yeshiva do you go to? What should I take? I say, what yeshiva do you go to? I hear the cheshbonos. So if the cheshbon had been where I'm going to develop, I give a Torah the best. Where I'm going to become a Torah the best. So let's see a series of cheshbonos. 99% of the time, when I'm listening to it, I'm thinking of these halachas. I need a place, I have a gishmak hefer. I need a this, I need a that, I need a that. Now do that one as a cheshbonos. That's also doing it for a schar in orange. What's the schar you get? We're going to learn better there, have better Avodah HaKadosh Baruch Hu there, we're going to daven better there, need it. No, no, no. People are caught between two. Why are you doing it? Why are you doing it? And then, most people, are somewhere in the middle. Most people are somewhere in the middle. When the Rambam says, interprets the Mishnah, I'll see how God of Hashem is alive. Create a couple of paths. What do you mean it's our baby? No, it's not. She's saying that. That's not the Madrega you should be shooting for. He said, he says the two types of motivation a person can have. Either one, that I'm afraid of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's onesh, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's, and I want HaKadosh Baruch Hu's schar, or no. Society's what I get from people. Either I'll get cover from them, I'll get money from them, I'll get their approval, I don't want their disapproval. Schar v'onish can come from two sources. Come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and come from people. It's also a different type of schar v'onish. So obviously, if I have to choose which one of these two, that's why I put HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the picture. V'hakor v'elatov v'mishen yohu v'yiris onshu shalom v'yiris onshin shal b'nei odom. And the schar is schar of people, schar of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not the schar I get from people's approval or cover I get in my life. He's pushing something very hard. A person has to make his cheshbonos out of all sorts of chesbonos. But the more HaKadosh Baruch Hu's in the picture, the higher madriga is. And the less he's in the picture, the less madriga. And that is something I always give all certain things that I say all the time. I mean it in a very deep way. People make certain life decisions. They have to ask the question, am I going to get a bigger chelik or am I going to get a bigger this way or not? Right? And for me, this is a major thing. Remember, I have an old Talmud of mine. He was in my shir, 1971. That's almost 50 years ago. He lives across the street from me. Where shall I? Moved to Eretz Yisrael shortly after I moved to Eretz Yisrael. And one day he calls me up. He's about to buy a dira. It's a fantastic deal with an unbelievable dira in such and such place. I said, if you buy the dira there, your children going to be bigger B'nai Torah or smaller B'nai Torah? Well, that's a fantastic dira. So you didn't answer my question. It's there. The people you're diving, what sort of hash for you? When you make life decisions, Hashem is in the center. And there's one story that happened to me that left a very deep impression on me. Repeated a million times. When I first moved to Eretz Yisrael, I lived in Sanhedrin Mochaber. At that point, I don't know what's happened today up there, Chavetz Chaim was a serious yeshiva with a big base medrash, and many people in the neighborhood used to learn that. I spent many days learning that base medrash. I was living in Sanhedrin Mochaber 116. All of a sudden I get a knock on my door. And the person standing there, come in. No, I just have a question. Pulls out a piece of paper. Says, I'm sitting alone here. I just got an offer of unbelievable fellowship to do whatever he was about to do. And I didn't know what to take the fellowship, or not to take the fellowship, or continue doing what I'm doing. And I heard that an American Rosh Hashiva just moved to town. I said, come, we'll sit down, we'll talk. No, I just want to hear an answer. So I looked at him, and I said, how much is the fellowship for? Getting X number of dollars for X number, Y number of years. I said, listen, is it going to give you a bigger chelek in Olam Haba or a smaller chelek in Olam Haba? How much is that worth against the money? He looks at me and runs away. Okay. Fast forward a certain number of years. I'm in London, and they asked me to speak in a certain place. I walk in, someone comes up to me, you changed my life. I said, who are you? I can't relax. I remember. Of course, the person stood in my door probably for 2 minutes, maybe three. No way I would remember who it was. I said, don't you remember? I asked him, you changed the whole way I think about everything. Therefore, okay. It's a big marble store in London. Life decisions. Life decisions. What is he saying? All my decisions in life. Put HaKadosh Baruch Hu straight in the picture. That makes a life decision. Life decision. He said, Gemara. Well, Cheshbon. What was it? Cheshbon or Shalom? What's the Cheshbon Shalom? The Cheshbon Shalom. Think you got a bet, you go to Joe Biden, what's his Cheshbon? He's making all the Cheshbon Shalom. Yes, Iran deal, not Iran deal. This. What's another? He does the points. Cheshbon Shalom, Scha Mitzvah. Yeah, to say that. Very tired of saying that. What do I get out of this Mitzvah? What do I lose if I don't have the Mitzvah? What do I gain out of that very? What do I lose by doing that very? That is, when you make your Cheshbon Shalom, this is what you're thinking about. There's growth with strength in the middle of the picture. My Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And everything in life is Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Everyone in this room is going to have to make a very major decision soon in their life. It's going to be the most major decision you'll ever make in your life. And that is, who you marry. More decision. The Kaddish broke on the picture, not. What's marriage? Marriage, you're looking for someone for shukas. You're building a life together. You're building a family together. So what are your cheshbonos? Well, she's coming with $100 million. Oh, what a life I'll have. Oh no. This is not building a life as long as the Kaddish broke. Building a family with this person. I'll be able to. We'll be able to build a family of B'nai Kiryu Yerushalayim in the world. That's putting our Kaddish Baruch Hu straight in the equation. That is how decisions are made. Kaddish Baruch Hu straight in the equation. You get a bigger chelik on an Abba or a smaller chelik on an Abba. That's, you're making a simple question. If you're in the highest madrig of Abba, everything is will help me connect to Kaddish Baruch Hu. But if they're not, the question is, what do I get out of it? What do I lose? Everything in life is profit loss. What do I lose? What on my balance sheet in the bank? What do I lose in my Avodas HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That is, he says, called Torah Samais. And that is, as much as he talked about all the Inyanei Avoda, says, this is going to be the linchpin. Move up in your dark avoda, it's only going to be one thing. If you put a Kaddish Baruch Hu strength in the equation. If you can't and have to put people in it, suddenly Torah Shalom is my boss. Very deep attitude how you make all your decisions. Okay. From now on, he's going for a short period into various midos. He's talking about those mitzvahs now that, and this will begin mitzvah shambhi nada mitzvah. Those mitzvahs that there's no, there is, there's a mitzvah in the neshama. And those mitzvahs in the neshama, he wants to define exactly how you go about doing that. Okay.